This episode of Robin's Podcast is sponsored by DraftKings.com. Football is back, and if your season-long football league is shot, if you drafted Keenan Allen or anything like that, forget about that, because DraftKings is hosting another fantasy football contest that's free this weekend. $100,000 in total prizes are up for grabs with no deposit required. You heard that right. Put your fantasy knowledge to the test for free to win your share of 100 grand this weekend at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments. Just play when you want with the players you want. Pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. You could renew old rivalries with friends to prove you're the superior GM, or try out 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries win cash. Whether you're a one-week fantasy rookie or a grizzled vet, DraftKings offers fun, fair, free contests for you all season long. So hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code ROB and play for free in this weekend's $100,000 fantasy contest. The contest is free, so no deposits required, and there's no reason not to play. Again, use the promo code ROB and play for free for your share to win 100 grand this weekend only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's a guy whose mom definitely did raise a bitch. Rob Sestrino, hello everybody, and welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast here. Sunday night here on, we are 10 days away from the finale of Big Brother 18, and we've got a really great show tonight because we are joined by somebody who spent a lot of time with a woman who might be the winner of Big Brother 18 all the way back two summers ago in Big Brother 16. Please welcome back the man who originally made it cool to have a beard in the Big Brother house. It's Donnie Thompson. Donnie, how are you?
What's up, brah? I'm doing pretty good.
Look at you, Donnie. Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Very good. Donnie, I'm telling you, I swear to God, there was one moment tonight when I was sort of getting ready for the podcast, and I was like, getting things set aside and emailing you. And then I saw there was a one point where, like, on the night vision, Paul was walking around the bedroom, and I was like, oh, there's Donnie. And then I just, like, for a split second, I just got it totally confused. But yeah, that you could be Paul in that night vision camera.
Or in the black box.
Yeah, either one. Either one. So, Donnie, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, doing very good. Had a good weekend. I've been looking forward to this.
Good. Looking forward to having you here as well with the man who has been covering these feeds all season long, and we'll get into all that and much more with us here today. Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Woo! Let's go!
Yeah.
Donnie knows the lingo.
Yeah, you know the lingo. You've been hanging out with
Woo!
Us. Taryn,
let's go!
As Donnie mentioned with saying bruh, has Corey said this all season long, or is this a new development that they just started putting it in the show now?
He's been saying it all season long, and just like, but like the woo, let's go stuff, even worse though, I think, because like he did it like three times in a row, and then later on did it three times in a row. Like, it was all over the episode, just all over.
Is this just editing? Is like trying to give us more stuff with this Corey character that they're trying to create? Because we had that crazy scene with him editing, with like cleaning and having like sort of like this meltdown before the nomination ceremony. And he's all over the place.
Yeah, well, they got to start hedging their bets. It's starting to look like he could actually win this thing, and he's been relatively under-edited so far. So they've really got to amp that up a bit.
Yeah, they're amping it up. Donnie, I really am starting to feel like that I think Corey should be the winner of Big Brother 18. How about that?
I think you're right. Yes. It wouldn't hurt my feelings in one bit.
Yeah. I have to wrap my head around this. Taryn, are we okay with this outcome?
I think it's a fine outcome. I do think that Nicole is a better player. But I think that, you know, Corey is easily a somewhat above average player, I think. I think that he did well in the beginning of the game. He was never really on anybody's radar. And he does know the basic strategy of Big Brother, unlike some people who may or may not be named the Sitting Ducks, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. Donnie, let's just talk a little bit about your scouting report on Nicole this season. Could you talk a little bit about if you've seen anything different from her this season from the Nicole you saw in Big Brother 16?
Yeah, I would say she's a lot different. I don't watch much of the live feeds, hardly any. You know, in the beginning, I watched a little bit, but, you know, with working and it was a little bit boring. So I just like the TV shows.
What,
so.
Perrin? Are the Big Brother live feeds boring?
They're almost always boring. Even when Dr. Will is in the house, there's plenty of boring stuff going on, but they can also be exciting, and that's what makes them great.
Right, right. So I would say, what's the percentage of the time that they're boring?
100%.
Yeah. All right. Don't mean to interrupt, Donnie.
It's okay. She's played a very different game. You know, she has had a showmance, but at least in the other showmance, she associated with other people. She was very fortunate to get in the large alliance this time, which last time we were on the outside of the large alliance. So I guess you could say that wasn't that much luck, because she was the first HOH. That usually gets you in a bigger alliance. It's been very different, and I won't say it's been bad gameplay, because look how far she's got. So it's been pretty good gameplay. You know, yes. It might didn't make the TV show earlier on, but
I feel like we've given her a lot of praise, even though we have not loved the showmance the whole way through. But I feel like we've given her a lot of praise in terms of how they've been able to maneuver their way through this final seven and final six. Tonight, I thought it was a step backwards, where Corey had to be the person to push her to make this move. Do you feel like that Nicole was really coming off a little too scared in this moment?
Well, I would think she would be a little scared anyway, because at this moment, it's probably a lot of paranoia. But I would think that she probably had to coach him a little more, because, see, Corey might would have wanted to put James up and, you know, play both sides. You know, initially you didn't want to pick a side going into the nominations, and maybe he just wanted to, you know, lie to James and say you'll be a pawn for the other guys and vice versa. But, you know, Nicole probably had to step in and said you can't do that, because if Paul or Victor wins a veto, then they're both safe. And see, I don't think Corey would have thought about that. I just think a returning player and someone that follows Big Brother may have caught that.
Yeah. Nicole really seemed like we talked about how she's played scared a lot of the season, but Corey's just like, oh, we got to do it. We're like, what's the big deal? If we lose, we lose. We got to make this move. Where I think she's like, no, we can't. I'm scared. I don't want to be here with them. If they're going to be mean about it, let's not make this move. But I had a lot of respect for Corey for having the gall and the nerve to just say like, let's roll the dice here in this spot.
Yeah, but I think also she's baiting him into doing it, because, see, he's the one that's going to get all the blood on his hands and maybe some retaliation. So, you know, I think there's a little bit of baiting him and playing him. I really do, because she understands the outcome of all this. One of them's going to be safe, and if they went head of household, I think they would go after Corey and not her as much.
That's a good point, Donnie, and especially also with the jury having to vote on somebody in the end, and she's going to be sitting up there with Corey. But do you think that Nicole is that calculated, where she would, in the diary room, try to put Corey out there to hang him out to dry, where it's sort of like she doesn't really want to make this move? Because I got the sense that in the diary room as well, she was saying that she wasn't crazy about doing this, and she didn't kind of want to, she was nervous about going and doing this.
Well, the diary room is just like being in the house. There's a lot of scenarios going down. It's just, you know, what version that happens to pop up on the TV show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Darren, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think Nicole's game all season long has been one of, as you sort of mentioned, timidness, but it's timid sort of because she thinks out all of the scenarios at all times, and it's been one of the strengths of her game, to be honest. And if you asked me if Nicole won this HOH, would she make this move? I do think she would have. I think that, you know, she was the one that mentioned it to Corey before this week even happened. She was the one that put it in his head. She did have doubts afterwards. She got a little scared. She started thinking through scenarios, but ultimately, when it comes down to it, she does the move and she follows through with the move. And I think that's really what matters.
So, Donnie, do you like where Nicole is set up after this week, potentially, and we'll talk through the live feed stuff when we get to the spoiler section. But no matter what, she's going to be fine this week heading into the Final Four. Do you think that she's set up well to potentially win the game?
I do. I think right now, before Corey won to head of household, I would have said he's set up a little bit better than her. But now since he won, I think she is set up because, you know, they're going to get rid of a strong player, possibly Victor. And it's going to – they had pulled in James. So, you know, if James wins the next head of household, I feel like he would keep Nicole and Corey safe. Corey would keep Nicole safe. So, you know, I said she's set up about as good as she possibly could be.
Donnie, did I bury the lead here? How did Nicole get in line ahead of you to come back on a returnee season? How did this happen?
Well, let me see if I can explain it like I think, and I'm going to dilute it down a little. you had 10 of these newbies, and out of the 10 newbies, you had a couple that knew about the game. The rest of them didn't know even what Big Brother was. So you take those 10 newbies. You take four returning players that, you know, I was eighth place, so I'm not talking junk. You got seventh place, and 16th place. So those four players made it equal to the 10 players. And then you had the two siblings, and I think the two siblings was pretty big name siblings, a second place and a third place sibling. So I think it was equal. Does that make any sense?
You're talking about the placements of the returnees needed to balance out with
not necessarily the placements. It's who they are also, but you know, it makes a little more equal. I mean, you couldn't have put Derek in there. I don't even think you could have put Vanessa in there. I think you had to have these type. I would have probably
If I'm reading between the lines, you're saying that the returnees that they brought back weren't really that great players. Is that what you're saying, Donnie?
No, I'm not saying
Donnie
they wasn't.
In a very way of saying it?
I'm not saying they wasn't great players. I'm just saying it made the playing field a little more equal.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that we didn't go to the top of the bench here. We went a little further back down on the bench to find people that could compete with the newbies. Is that what you're saying?
Well, people would have thought they would have steamrolled it or something. And I'm not saying I'm one of those people. I would have been worse. But I'm just saying if you'd have got some of them, they might would have said it wouldn't have been fair.
Yeah. Okay.
I think this cast.
So to answer the question, you're saying,
is there a chance outside of the house there it turns romantic?
Honestly, it could. I'm not going to say yes, and I'm not going to say no. It really depends on how we make it work.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not going to say yes, and you're not going to say no.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Back to all this, Donnie. So here is Nicole potentially going to win the game. Do you think that she would beat Corey in the final two?
I would think she would, but if you think each individual jury member, you know, maybe not, you know, because I think Polly would go with his bra. You never know about Davon. You never know. I would like to think she would. You know, she might even get the girl power. You know, we want a girl to win this time and get a lot of girl votes. So, you know, it could go either way. But here's what the kicker is. If she can articulate it good when she gets to the final two, we've seen last year, you know, sometimes it's the way you present your case, too. You know what I'm saying? She starts talking about how good looking Corey is, and he gives a good speech about his comp wins. It could go either way.
It's a good point. We really haven't seen Nicole have to give much of a speech other than HOH in terms of nominations. So we really don't know how she would sit like on the block. I don't think she's been on the block yet the whole season, right, Taryn?
Yep. No, she has not.
So, I mean, she was on the block a couple times in BB16. Donnie, do you think that she's somebody who, based on your knowledge of her and her game, do you think that she would be good in front of the jury?
I think she would really think it out ahead of time. I think she would have great words ahead of time in her head. I think she would panic, you know, and struggle a little bit, but I think she has it in her. Absolutely. I know she's got it in her. It's just if she can calm her nerves down to get it out. And then she may not want to, you know, with someone she cares about like Corey, she may not want to, you know, she can praise herself, but she may not want to put him down in the process. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think that's spot on, because we've seen in her goodbye messages, she's done pretty well. We heard from Natalie's exit interview that Natalie is actually considering voting for Nicole if she makes it to the end, which is the opposite of what she was saying in the house. And I really think that the goodbye message helped Natalie along with that idea. So I think that Nicole can come into the final two with a good game plan, you know, a good plan of like what she's going to say. But we know that she's not very good with confrontation. So if the jury starts getting really confrontational, we might see her kind of break down a little.
You know what else I think is interesting? And this is a fact that I think we should probably start paying some attention to. If it is going to be Nicole and Corey in the final two, we've really never had a showmance in the final two outside of Boogie and Erica. And I don't know if you what we want to classify that. It's somewhere in between showmance and something else. But is Nicole going to potentially throw Corey under the bus, Donnie, to potentially try to curry favor with the jury? I don't think she will.
You don't know. I will say this, you know, she did bring up about Big Brother Canada. So, you know, if she has her say so, she may not take him.
Do you think she would do that? I don't feel like she would do that.
I mean, she knows it exists, though, now, you know, that you can win if you take out someone. Look at the competitions he's won. She needed him to get to that point. You know, when she gets to that point, she may not need him anymore, especially if you're set beside of James.
It's a good point, but there's no Sabrina here, unfortunately, from Big Brother Canada. And that's, you know...
Does everybody want good TV?
Yes, we do, always. So, what is she going to do potentially if... I mean, who's the who is the flaming goat that she could take to the final two instead of Corey?
She could out-talk James.
You think she would beat James? I don't know. I feel like that James has some pro James sentiment on the jury.
I do think it's risky.
It would be risky, yeah, but you know, at this point, I think Corey would be risky too.
Yeah. It's just that like for John and Netta, it was such a clear cut case of boy, it's a 50-50 ball to go with this person. And it's such a slam dunk to take Sabrina to the end. I don't think you have that obvious person who you would beat in that final two. So I think you're better off being the person who, all right, at least I'd rather lose to this person than have the same chances or a slightly better chance to lose to somebody else who's out there. I feel like that Nicole would rather lose to Corey under those circumstances than like really take a shot against losing to Paul or to James in that spot.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. A lot of stuff to think about as we head towards the final four into next week. Of course, we're going to have a special show coming up Tuesday night. We're going to get the veto and the next eviction coming up. We'll be live that night at 9:15 to cover it all here on the podcast. Let's talk a little bit about what was your take on Paulie this season? Obviously, back in BB16, Donnie, you played with
my brother Cody.
Then here comes Paulie back into the house. What did you think of Paulie and his journey here in BB18?
Okay. Well, in the beginning, just by the profiles, when I see him, I was pulling for him. He done good interviews. And then the show started and I was pulling for him again. It was Nicole and Paulie, and he was really playing a great game. He was playing a great game, but he done it in everyone's faces. So, you know, I do think he played a wonderful game. It just by him doing it out in the opening like that, it caught up with him sooner. So, you know, mm-hmm. He started out good. It just made a wrong turn.
It didn't end great.
Nah. Well, I mean, he's in a jury with a bunch of girls, so maybe it ended pretty good.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a happy story. I wonder how his claustrophobia is doing, Donnie.
I don't know. I just hope there's no butterflies in the jury house.
Yeah. Yeah, they better not land on him. That's all I have to say about that. What about James? Do you have any sort of a kinship with James that I did feel like, you know, coming into BB17, following you in BB16, you know, he was the person from the South, sort of like the blue collar representative person on the season. Do you identify with James at all? Or do you think that he's just way too different than you are?
I identified him a little bit more last year. You know, I even voted for him America's favorite player. Got me a little James visor.
Yes.
But, you know, I've never spoke to him, you know, never seen him. So, you know, I guess we don't have as much in common as I thought.
Yeah. Do you think that he has a decent shot to win here? It's just like he's such an afterthought here in this season. And I know we talked about him against Nicole in the final too, but I can't believe that he's still there. And I'm just saying to myself, like, what has he done the whole season?
But he's in a pretty good spot too. You know, he's probably going to make it to the final four, and then, you know, see how the chips fall. You know, he could make it to the final three. You know, and that's where I think it's going to suffer if he makes it to the final two is getting it articulated and explaining why he deserves to win.
Taryn, does James have a shot to win? Can anybody argue a case why James should be the winner of the game?
I do think he has a shot because I think he's got Natalie. I think he's probably got Michelle as well. He could have Devon because we know that he was close with Devon. Devon did say to Victor before she went off the endurance competition to come back to go after James. That might mean that she doesn't want him to do well, or it might mean that she respects his game and she wanted to help Victor out. I do think that he has some votes there. It's just a matter of who is he sitting next to and will those votes hold in the wake of him kind of looking like somebody who got dragged.
Donnie, let me put you on the spot here. Will you endorse James for America's favorite player for BB18? Do you officially endorse James?
Some question you put on me.
Yep.
Well, like I said, I voted for him last year.
like meet the I press, Donnie.
Yeah. I might vote for a Victor, I believe. And I hate to say that.
Okay. How about that? I'll fit Vic.
I hate to be put on the spot, but, you know, Victor's got a very big heart as well. And, you know,
I would love it. I would love it if we had got a James makes it even further this season and then doesn't win America's favorite player. He will be devastated.
What the hell?
Yeah. He's like, what happened, America? How could you turn your back on me? I got this far, and I didn't even get a showman's, and then you didn't even vote for me. That'll be fantastic. I would love it, Taryn.
Do we think that Victor has a better shot at winning America's favorite player or at winning Nicole's heart?
or Natalie's? I would say probably, if we're going to rank those things, I would say that probably a better chance at America's favorite player. But he still never won a care package. That's the thing that I worry about, Donnie.
Yeah, but I think it was those care packages, you know, me and my brother was going to vote for him earlier on, and it would say, you know, start on Sunday and go to Friday, and it didn't even have nothing to do with the same week that you was in, so it was so confusing for me. It might have been so confusing to everybody. They didn't know what it was doing. I don't understand why they didn't get it, so I started voting like the first couple of weeks, and then I just quit because it didn't make no sense.
Yeah. I think there's some Big Brother players that probably thought the same way also this season. So let's talk a little bit about the sitting ducks here. And these guys, it really seems like they came off like such idiots. You know, I really like Paul and Victor, but they really just like had their head completely in the sand with what was happening this week. Donnie, how could they go into this final five thinking that Nicole and Corey weren't going to screw them over?
Well, I guess after last week, seeing that Nicole and Corey was on their side, which, you know, they didn't understand. They was only on their side because they had the power. They, you know, Victor explained tonight in the diary room, you know, he's taken too many people's word this year. You know, he's taking it for, you know, he's too honest. He's about like myself. He's a very honest person, and he wants to think that other people are honest. But I do think what they should have done, him and Paul, I think they should have said, if you target us, we will give James our vote in the end. And that might would have made Nicole paranoid.
Yeah. Victor, I thought, was especially bad that he was like so incredulous that this happened. He's like, I can't believe again that I was loyalty, trusting people was my downfall in this game three different times.
Yeah. It's like you put your hand on the hot stove and then you're like, oh man, that burnt. Let me try that again. Oh man, that really burns. Wait, let's try it again. What? Why is it still burning me? What's wrong with this stove?
He's so nice, Victor, but he's just like, he's not good at this game.
Hey, I would like to ask Taryn a question.
Yes, you may, Donnie.
I wonder, you know, by watching just the show tonight, when they put Victor and Paul on the block, you know, Paul's face didn't look that shocked. Did they let him know that he is a pawn to send Victor home?
They did not let him know beforehand, but he did pretty much immediately have the idea of like, I'm probably not the target here. It's probably going to be Victor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just by reading their faces, Victor, you know, had that flushness like, uh-oh, but Paul didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, Paul is very experienced with people targeting Victor.
Yeah. All right. So then in the case of Paul, Taryn, can you tell me that it looked like Paul was being to quote a BB16 trope, a real Fruit Loop dingus during this competition tonight. Did Paul feel safe? Was Paul trying to throw the competition by any chance?
I don't think he was trying to throw it, but he was struggling a bit and he didn't go in with a clear game plan. He kind of switched back and forth between the big jug and the small jug, which was obviously not a good game plan. But I don't think he really had a chance to beat Corey anyway. So he kind of felt like, well, like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Donnie, were you thinking that at all about Paul?
No, I was thinking it more about James, you know, because we've seen him going super slow over there. And, you know, I think he's very competitive. So I think that he felt more safer losing than Paul. I do think it was stupid to switch from one smaller one to the large one back. You know, if you don't stick to one, there's no need to even waste your energy. And I think when even when the show went off on Thursday night, Corey started getting like a lap ahead of him. I mean, they known early on that he was going to win this, I think.
Yeah. Sticking with James, we also got to see a little bit of a flashback to before Natalie left the house. And he was talking to her about how he was thinking about using this other word with Natalie. Taryn, was James going to tell Natalie that he loves her?
I think he did tell. I think that was basically him telling her, right? Like, you know, like saying not just because you're not actually saying the word doesn't mean that you're not actually saying the word. Right?
I like you. I like you, James. I've always liked you.
This very much felt like the Natalie redemption package, right? Where it's like, guys, it's okay. Natalie wasn't that bad as she wasn't as bad as we showed. She's apologizing. You know, James is telling her that he loves her and she's only just giggling back instead of saying no, right? So,
yeah. Donnie, do you have any thoughts on the end of the James and Natalie in terms of the show relationship?
Yeah, I think he was right about, you know, the way she went out, you know, arguing with him that one day and then the eviction night, they seemed like everything was fixed. They wanted to show how it got fixed. Mm-hmm.
Good. I also thought she was really all over the place in that conversation. She was like, James, I would never throw you under, just like I never got with Pauly. I would never throw you under the bus. And if I did, I'm really sorry. She's just like, I did not do this, but if I did do it, I'm very sorry, but I didn't do it.
Yeah, and James was under the assumption, because they had plenty of conversations where they agreed, like, we're just going to be friends. But then when she, in her speech, called James her soulmate again, he said that has thrown him off now, and now he's confused all over again. So this is just a never-ending thing, apparently.
Yeah, all right, well, give me 30 seconds on the phone with James. I can unconfuse him on the whole Natalie and James relationship if he needs to. I can help him. Donnie, what did you think about the moment where Corey and Nicole were watching James on the spy screen and they saw him down on the kitchen. And it was like that old thing where it's like, if you know, your two best friends were drowning, who would you save? They were waiting to see if he was going to come to them. Is that a valid thing? Is that a move you could actually do in the Big Brother house?
Yeah, I think, you know, they was proud of him. It was like there was a lot of times that I thought, I'm not going up there. You know, I don't care. I'll deal with it. Let the chips fall as they may. I'm not going to go up there and kiss no butt. So, you know, maybe he was proud and they was like, come on, James, you know. They want him to be the first one to show initiative because they wanted to choose him, and they probably wanted him to think it was of his doings and not their doings. So if they would have motioned for him to come up there, he would have went up there and they would have had one up on him, which they really got one up on him anyway. But it was just one of those things. They wanted him to approach them. I thought it was pretty.
But why?
Neat.
Who, you know, cares, I don't know, at this why point? Isn't it the final five? Isn't that being a little ticky tack? This is like the move if you get like wait to see if your date opens the car door for you from the other side. You don't have to go across. Like, well, what do they care if James comes to them or they come to him? It's final five, Donnie.
Well, if they would have motioned for him to come up there, in his mind, he might have thought they'd done the same thing with Paul. Mm-hmm. But by him going up there, it made it look like, you know, they was thinking about it all along and they was glad he came up there. That's what I think. You know, if they would have said, hey, you come up here, he might think they'd done the same thing to the other two.
All right. Well, they're in a good spot that the sitting ducks are not. Donnie, could you see, for whatever sitting duck stays in the house, if it's Paul or Victor, do you think that they can rebound and potentially come back and win the game?
I think if you know, one of them is going to stay, if somehow they could pull James, and they don't even need to, all they have to do is win head of household, and then that might automatically pull them a little bit. So, you know, about the only way they could stay is win head of household or the veto,
yeah,
which that's the most important thing anyway.
Need to go on a bit of a run. And we'll see. It's a long way to go. Taryn, how many, give us the plan. How many comp wins would that have to entail? Was it just, is it just the final four veto and then final three HOH? Is that all it would take?
Basically, yeah. And I think there's a not insignificant percentage chance that he could get taken to final two at final three, but I think it's unlikely. So he probably would have to win that.
Okay. Donnie, we saw another legendary prank in the BB house tonight. It started out as just James doing these pranks, and now I guess they're all doing it. Corey did the old salt water in Nicole's water prank. Is that a funny joke?
No, I don't like nobody messing with nothing of mine, so I wouldn't appreciate it. No.
Yeah.
Would your go-to move be to spit it back out at them?
Was that intentional? Well, I'm curious, Taryn.
I don't think it was, but I the way it looked to me, it looked intentional, right? Like it looked like she was aiming straight at him.
Donnie, give us the forensics on this. Was there intent from Nicole's spitting?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a metaphor for her game.
Yeah. Taryn, we don't want to talk about what it's a metaphor. Taryn, so how much is this going on in the Big Brother house? We've seen this now two different times on the TV show of putting the salt in somebody's water. Is this like a daily occurrence in the BB18 house?
I wouldn't say it's a daily occurrence. It's definitely something that's happened a few times, but I think they've shown most of those times. So, I guess it's just an easy prank to do. And it gets an immediate reaction. So,
yeah. Donnie, is that going to help or hurt with the ants?
Well, salt, that might help a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Were you ever able to, I'm not sure if this ever comes up in groundskeeping, but were you ever able to make any progress with the ant infestation in the Big Brother house?
No, right before I went in Big Brother, I was the groundskeeper for the school system. And, you know, 4 months out of the year, I sprayed fire ants. So I've killed millions and millions of ants. But in the Big Brother house, it was hopeless. You know, you'd kill a few and wake up, maybe double the amount.
Why? Why are these ants so resistant?
Well, you got the spilling of the soda. You got all this fruit that's cut on the bars and no one's really cleaning up properly. And then
I need Corey.
The trash can outside is against the back wall. You know, maybe they should move that further out in the yard, because, you know, you take all these juice cartons and you stick them against the back wall, which is beside the double door, and that's just drawing the ants.
Do you think it's so many messy competitions in the backyard that's inviting all of the ants to have like a free for all in that backyard?
Well, that, and the year I was out there, I was in California for 109 days and it rained 15 minutes. So I think the lack of water is the main reason. Okay. It's so dry
out
there.
Nicole spitting salt water all over the backyard would actually help this whole situation.
it might. I think salt would probably deter an ant.
All right. Well, good to know. All right. Let's get into some questions here with Donnie, because hashtag RHAP. I want to hear from you guys and any questions you have about the season and with Donnie. And then we'll get into the spoilers in just a little bit as well. Maya wants to ask Donnie, if you were on this season, who could you see yourself aligning with besides Nicole? Let's start. Would you work with Nicole?
Yeah, I would have automatically worked with her in the beginning. Yeah, because, you know, I've remained friends with her. I've seen her several times. She's a good character, good family. So, yeah, I would have trusted her and worked with her. Yes.
Okay. So who from the new players?
Well, I like to have fun. You know, I would have liked a lot of the newbies, you know, like Victor and Paul earlier on. I just don't know about all the silliness. You know, I don't know if I could have put up with that, you know.
Like all of Paul's catchphrases, the friendship,
being loud. Oh! Yeah. That would have kept me up at night. I like to go to bed and get my sleep.
Donnie, who is better, Jose or Devin?
Well, they both was great television. I would say, you know, Devin woke me up like four times in the middle of the night. So, you know, maybe Jose wouldn't have been that bad.
Why didn't they bring Devin back? That he would have been right in contention there with all these newbies.
He would have fit right. It would have been awesome. Great television.
Devin and Jose would be running the house right now. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Two messiahs.
All right. And then we, let's see. Hashtag RHAP for questions for Donnie. All right. We'll get some more up. I got one that's stuck up here on my screen. In terms of this final five, Donnie, is there anybody that you are hoping does not win the game?
No, not necessarily. No,
there has to be somebody. Donnie, come on.
At this point, I think it's been a good season. I really have. It's been a very. I watch Big Brother for entertainment. Hey, if I'm not playing it, I ain't gonna get nothing out of it but entertainment. Mm-hmm. And it's been an entertaining season. And I think out of this five, no matter who would win, I could say it's been a great season. I really do. Yeah.
What about Big Brother OTT, Donnie? It's premiering then in 17 days, the 28th. Are you down with OTT, Donnie?
Yeah, you know me.
Wow.
Hey, is that not OPP though?
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
Are you down with that too?
If I know what it means, I don't know if I know exactly. Maybe other people's property or something like that.
Well, that's not that simple, but we'll go with that. So, are you going to be watching all of the OTT?
No, I won't watch all of it. Lord, no. If it's like live feeds, I won't watch a whole lot. If they have some type of show, I'll probably watch that, and then I'll watch you guys cover it, and that'll get the gist of it.
Yeah. Just going back to, are you down with...
PP always pulls through.
All right. I want to get some more questions up here for you guys. Let me just bring up the hashtag. Donnie, are you going to be reaching out to Nicole after the season is over to tell her maybe what she did right or wrong?
I probably won't critique her or anything, but I should see her. I am going to Las Vegas after... You know, for the after party, and someone says that they've talked with her family and she should be there.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know they still did that.
Yeah. I think James Ryan, Michelle Costa, several of them. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Taryn, you knew this was happening?
Well, I didn't know this particular one was happening, but it happened last year. But Donnie, I have a question for you. Is it true that you coached Nicole before the season started?
Ah.
Now, I hadn't seen her since Hearts of Reality last year, so that was last August, and I don't even know if I spoke, maybe texted her one time, maybe Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Something like that, but no, I didn't coach nobody.
Are you going to text Corey Merry Christmas after 10 minutes?
I don't know. If I ever get his information, I might. I know it would tickle him. He likes Christmas and all. Hey, I got Saginaw Valley. This is a shirt that Nicole gave me for my birthday. That's where she went to college at.
Okay. So you are wearing it to support Nicole.
Yeah, and I got James's hat and the beard to support Pops. So I've about got them all covered.
What do you have for Victor?
I don't know.
What's with Victor's jokes all of a sudden? That it seemed like I don't remember a ton of Victor jokes, and all of a sudden he's trying out all this new material, Donnie.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm some filler. I don't know, because there's a lot of silly stuff and a lot of crazy things that goes on in there, and maybe they just show a lot of this stuff just for filler. I don't know. Just show.
Yeah, Taryn, where did these Victor jokes come from all of a sudden?
Are you talking about like the jokes with Nicole?
Yeah, when he talked about how the Paul wasn't very good in the skating competition. He's no Apollo Ono. And they actually booed him in the diary room.
Well, you're supposed to boo somebody when they do a pun like that. It's just
but
how
did they give him that pun and then boo him? Was that entrapment?
Maybe. I don't know. That's interesting, because they definitely, you know, they definitely tell them to do certain things or stuff like that. But was it his joke? Maybe and maybe right after he was like, oh, that was terrible. So they felt like, all right, let's boo him. Or maybe they're like, hey, Victor's going to get targeted. We might as well start, degrading his humor right now.
Yeah. Start making fun of Victor for his jokes. So I don't know. I'm not sure. So Donnie, just specifically going back to Nicole, that can you pinpoint anything specifically that you feel like she's added to her game this time around from the Nicole that you knew from Big Brother 16?
No, I think she was a pretty good player in our season also. I just think that she was on the wrong end of a large alliance. And, she had some insight, but she trusted some people that she shouldn't have. And this time, you know, she was lucky enough to be in the large alliance. She had some meat shields. She could coast a little bit, but she still had a lot of input every week, I believe. You know, she knows how the game goes. So I think she's played a pretty good game, even though when she's laying back, she knows her role.
Yeah,
she knows she's safe.
Donnie, I've had a theory for a long time with these returning players that they come back and a lot of times they try to emulate the person who won their season. Have you seen Natalie try to do anything that you said, oh, that reminds me of Derek, or that's a Derek move that she ended up doing?
Yeah, I have. There's several times. And, you'll even hear herself say, you know, what would Derek do in a case like this? So, you know, I think she went back and watched our season and heard some things that, he said he done, and, you know, tried to copy it. Yeah. And she's doing a very good job. I mean, she stayed off the block this far. You know, she's doing good and she's there.
But not as much as Paulie talked about. Okay, back when my brother and Derek were in this position.
Yeah. She didn't talk about it quite that much, but she's talked about it a lot, though.
Yeah. Donnie, this is a question from Kirsten in the chat who wants to know, Donnie, do you still eat a Pop-Tart every morning?
Okay. Every morning I can. On weekends, I definitely eat a Pop-Tart. I ate a s'mores Pop-Tart this morning. But during the work week, I usually just eat cereal. It's kind of quicker and I, you know.
It's not so. It's not a health issue. Your doctor says you can still have the Pop-Tarts. It's just that it's faster to eat the cereal.
Yeah, I think so, because you got your milk in there also, and I don't know. I eat cereal most of the time during the week, and then on weekends I enjoy me a Pop-Tart with some coffee.
Okay,
I
like Pop-Tarts. Which Pop-Tart do you eat, Donnie?
Well, this morning I had a s'mores.
Okay, that's the only one? Will it always be s'mores?
No. I like at the fudge type with the white icing that's got the little sprinkles. That's a good one.
Okay. All right. Then this is a question from Ian, who wants to know, is there any way Zakiya and Pauly don't vote as a pair in the jury? Donnie, how much does the jury talk about with each other? Okay, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, how are people like going into this thing blind, or is the jury pretty much, does everybody know what everybody else is doing before they go and put their keys in?
Okay. All right, you're not supposed to talk about who you're going to vote for. You're not supposed to talk about Big Brother anyway. You're not, you know. And the thing about it is, once you get out of that house, that's all you have in common. So I would want to talk to Zach about a competition, and we have handlers there that says, nope, you can't. But then you get used to it. You know, you've played scenarios for 70 days in your head, so it's kind of relaxing not to think about it. But, you know, there was sometimes, you know, like on when you get a new person and we got cameras, then they allow us to talk about game again. So then when all these people keep coming in and they said, you know, Derek this, Derek that, that's when everybody's like, oh, my God, Derek's playing this awesome game. So you have a gist of what people's going to do. You know, even people will say, hey, man, he's playing such a great game. If he gets to the end, I'm going to vote for him. So I knew that Derek was going to win. But we didn't talk about it as much as people think we do, just when the cameras are there.
All right. So that are people voting as blocks from the jury also? Like, will Zakiya and Pauly ultimately do what? Like, will Pauly have influence over Zakiya's vote?
I would think so, yeah. Because, you know, according to Dave Vaughn, they're spending a lot of time together. They probably even stand in the same room. So there's a lot more talk that's not being supervised by those handlers. So, you know, if he feels real strong about a particular person, I think she will be real strong about it too. Yeah.
All right. So let's get into talking about the stuff from the live feeds from over the weekend. Of course, if you're going to bounce out here, we'll be back on Tuesday night to talk about the eviction heading into the final four. But until then, let's get into everything from the live feeds. Donnie, you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, live feed time. Here we go.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
A lot of spoilers stuck in there. All right. Let's get into this, Taryn. All right, give us the bad news. Rip off the Band-Aid, Taryn.
Nicole won the veto.
Ah, I'm sorry, Donnie.
I knew that.
I'm sorry that I'm frustrated. Sorry. I'm sorry that I didn't want your friend to win the veto.
It's all good.
Yeah, all right. So it was the comic book contest, Taryn?
It was, yes. And as according to Nicole, Corey was the only one that looked cute.
Come on.
So yeah, we've got that breaking news.
It's a one-track mind, Donnie. For that, that's all.
Hey, if she's in the final two with him, that might be all she talks about.
I think so. What do you think that is Nicori going to be a thing following this season? Do you have a take on this, Donnie?
Well, I think she really likes him a whole lot. I don't think he likes her equally. I even think that he has said to the guys in the house that, you know, he's not going to have a lot to do with her after this. But I think it's real feelings that she has because in that situation, everything is sped up. You know, it's like you've known these people for years. So I think she's got real feelings. But, you know, he's just not in the next state over like the last one. He's several states. So, you know, I don't think it's going to work out as good as they think it's going to work out.
Donnie, I heard a rumor that Hayden Voss was coming to the finale and was going to profess his love to Nicole and that they should get back together live at the finale. Have you heard this?
No. I think it's a good idea, though, but I hadn't heard that, no.
Look, he's no good for you. We should be together.
I mean, that would make pretty epic TV.
that would be good TV. Yeah. So I'd be in favor of that if that came to be. But it might be fan fiction. All right. So, Taryn, Nicole will be keeping the nominations. Has the nominations or that the veto ceremony has already happened?
It has, and she did keep it the same. So we will be losing a sitting duck.
All right. At what point did the live feeds go dark on Monday?
I'm not sure the exact time, but I imagine sometime during the day. They'll probably record the eviction in the afternoon. So it might be like a typical Thursday schedule.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about how Victor and Paul have taken the news? We saw that in the diary room at the very end of the episode. They were not thrilled. They were not really too pumped up about what had happened. And what have the last couple of days been like?
Victor was very upset. Very, very, very upset. He was saying that he would never have done this to them.
Jose was right.
Yeah. That he thought that their relationship went beyond the game and he really trusted them, like they're total snakes, so on and so forth. Very upset about this. He has since calmed down a bit, but they do still plan on having mean speeches when at eviction night.
That'll show them. That'll teach them. They messed with the wrong guys. Mean speeches. Get ready.
Paul, on the other hand, took it very well. He went up to Nicole and Corey and said, "Hey guys, I understand. You know, Victor's pissed, but I understand. It's you had to make the move, and it's probably him going, right? Okay, cool. Totally understand."
That's not friendship, Donnie.
Yeah.
All right, what are you going to do? Donnie, do you think that Nicole is at risk, though, of going to the finals? And just this idea of Nicole is a snake, Nicole floated, that this things that we've heard about her from Jose, from Big Meech, when Victor goes to the jury house, is that possible that these ideas really start to manifest and that Nicole becomes a person who ends up being like a one or zero vote finalist?
I think it is kind of possible, unless you get the girls saying, you know, we hadn't had a girl winner in a long time, or maybe she can explain how she got there. But, you know, that could, you know, they called her a snake and all that. So, you know, she's going to take the fall for a lot of this stuff.
Taryn, for Paul and Victor, do they blame Nicole or they blame Corey or equal?
They blame both of them for sure. In fact, at one point, you know, as I said, Victor is sort of warming up to them again. He was having a conversation with Nicole and he was saying, "Look, it's fine. You know, even though you put me on the block, wait, no, you didn't put me on the, Corey put me on the block. Oh, whoops." Like, he's confusing them with each other. They're very much a package deal in this instance.
Yeah. Taryn, I also thought from the episode tonight that Corey might be getting a little bit of the HOH-itis, which is kind of tough to do this late in the game. That have you found this HOH to be going to his head at all?
I don't think so. I think that for the most part, he's been pretty straightforward with Victor and Paul. He's been pretty honest with them. He's very much following the Victor standard for being HOH, which is just, look, this is why I'm doing this. I'm sorry. You know, this is just the way it is. And I'm going to be really straightforward and honest about it.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we should potentially be looking out for that could potentially change things around in the next 24 hours or so, Taryn?
Nicole did talk about, as Nicole does, she talks about all scenarios, and she talked for a little while about, hey, maybe we should take Paul out instead of Victor. Maybe Victor is more likely to work with us than Paul. Paul might work with James, which I don't think is I think that both of them will try to work with James, but Nicole was thinking things through. Corey wasn't really having it, though, and ultimately they settled back on Victor. But if this is in Nicole's head, even if the motives that she has are not genuine as far as what she's saying, we could hear this come up again.
Donnie, do you think it's a mistake to potentially take out Victor instead of Paul, considering that Victor has been voted out of the game twice so far?
Yeah, I think it could be a mistake because the next competition could be a something that Paul was good at. You know, it could be something that he's good at. So, you know, it could be a mistake.
Like
so,
reading yeah. the news during a rainy, windy storm?
It could be. Hey, everybody is good at something, so it could be something that he's very good at. And then they would regret it, and they said, you know, we took out the wrong one. But then that's great TV to watch people regret things. So.
Yeah. Taryn, who do you think is more likely to win a veto than in this Final Four? Do you think it's Paul or Victor?
The veto, I do think Victor probably has a better shot at. I think Paul probably has a better shot at HOH, though, because the HOH tends to be a quiz here at Final Four, and the veto tends to be more of a puzzle athletic kind of thing, as if my memory serves me right. So I do think that Victor is more likely to win the veto, which is the more important competition anyway, so it probably is competition-wise smart to take Victor out.
Okay. All right. Let's take a couple more questions here with Donnie. This is from R. Vandervessa. Would evicting Paul be the better move this week? I know Vic's the comp beast. Okay. So we just touched on that in terms of Paul versus Victor. Let's try Shannon, who says, Victor and Paul's lack of strategic thinking is disappointing. How could they not see that this was Corey and Nicole's only move? Yeah, it's frustrating, Donnie.
Yeah, they should have seen it, but at that point, there was nothing they could do about it. You know, once they put James and Natalie up, you know, and that was when they was had, you know, and then, you know, no matter how it shook down, this was what was going to take place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Paul is the one who preseason had season 17 to watch, and he watched part of it and then said, this is boring, and he stopped watching it. And like, we've been saying this all season, but Paul, with more game knowledge, more experience with the show of Big Brother, would be so much more deadly in this game. If he had watched Vanessa talk about incentives and how people, you have to judge people according to their incentives in the game, then he could have approached this entirely differently. But he wasn't thinking about incentives. He was thinking about loyalty and like, oh, it'll be so great for the four of us to get down to the end, not thinking, well, they're going to be thinking that too. And where are they going to be thinking they're at when they get to that Final Four? And what will they be doing because of that? And so it's just like, just come on, you had the season there, you were in sequester, just finish the season, watch Vanessa do her thing, and then maybe you're in a better position in this house at Final Four, at Final Five.
So Donnie, if hypothetically Paul is going to come back for another season, for an all-star season, and then you were going to come back, but they told you that you both couldn't come back, we can't have two guys with beards in the house, would you shave your beard to come back for the all-star season?
Absolutely. I would I would shave it on a competition if I just hosted it. I would like to get rid of it. I just don't want to. If I got rid of it tomorrow, then no one would know me. But if I got rid of it on the show, then all the Big Brother people would recognize
me. People would know. So playing the game again would be something you'd be interested in.
Absolutely. I would be interested, but I would hope it's more sooner than later. My dad will be 80 years old, and right now he's in pretty good health. But, you know, if a couple years go by, yeah, that's a long time to be gone from. You know what I'm saying? So I would rather it be sooner than later, and I am getting older.
Sure.
Well, hopefully we get the All-Star season coming up soon, because I feel like they gotta have you on for All-Stars.
I appreciate that. November, I'll be 45. Through.
let's talk this through. How's Donnie gonna fare in the All-Star? Are people coming for Donnie, or you think he's gonna be safe for a while?
I think Donnie's good. I mean, All-Stars, there's gonna be so many big aggressive players in that game. Donnie, much more chill, he's a nice guy. I feel like he's gonna
go to bed early and stay out of trouble.
I feel like you're gonna have a much better shot in that house, where as opposed to, you know, season 16, where there's basically one shark, you know, swimming around looking for anybody who might oppose him. There's gonna be a bunch of sharks in All Stars, and I feel like that'll be a much more suitable environment for your game.
Okay, all right. So Donnie, you excited now?
Yeah.
And then you won't have Devin telling people you're like a secret agent or anything like that. Yeah. Putting that idea in people's heads.
Yeah, I can wear my Harvard shirt and they won't think I'm a professor.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing, right? Like, nobody will think that you're, you know, some person, some like secret IQ mastermind genius who is in the army and like is gonna.
I don't worry about him. He's just a janitor.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Alyssa Hampton. How can Nicole redeem herself to the jury members? I mean, what does she need to do? I mean, the Zingbot said she couldn't win anything. That was sort of a knock against her. But now she's won a bunch of different competitions here towards the end of the season. What else does she need to do, Donnie?
Well, I don't think she really has to do anything else. It's just make a good speech at the end. I mean, because Derek didn't win a ton of competitions. You know, she's got her Cody winning competitions for her. So she's just got to be a good talker if she gets there. And I think she can pull it out. I know she's got it in her head if she can get it out of her mouth.
Yeah. Right. And from what we've seen from the jury segment, we saw Dae Vaughn respecting her game, even though it was begrudgingly so. And we also, again, we heard from Natalie in her exit interview that she'd be willing to vote for Nicole if she made it to the end because Nicole's a girl and she thinks Nicole is playing hard. And so those are two people who I think are going to have some influence in that, in the jury, especially Natalie with Michelle, who might not have voted for Nicole otherwise. I really think that Nicole is starting to have this perception in the jury house that she is really playing the game. And part of that is so many people calling her a snake. And, you know, with so many people calling her a snake and then not getting put up on the block and doing so well in the game, I feel like by the time she gets to the end, people are going to be saying, man, you must have done something really, really right to get here.
All right. Well, Donnie, we'll see how it all plays out in just 10 days. Is that your prediction? Nicole will win?
Prediction. I would like for her to, but you know, Who will win?
Yes.
I think she has a pretty good percent chance. Absolutely. Her and Corey has a great percentage chance.
Would you say, is it
100%?
Nah, not 100%.
Not 100%. Yeah.
I think it's 100%. Right?
100%. Let me say.
100%.
Not a John Party hundo. It's a pundo.
Yeah. He's just putting his little spin on it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go for it. That's fine.
Pranking John Party.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. Donnie, thank you so much for coming on with us. I'm glad we were able to do this. And hope everything outside of Big Brother is going well for you. Shout out to your brother also. I know that he's been probably been watching the show with you all season long too, I bet.
Absolutely. And we watch all y'all shows, all of them. He even watches y'all's Australian Survivor.
Hey, what do you mean even? Good to watch also?
No, I imagine it's good, but I don't watch that show, so I don't watch that one. So, you know, if I watch that show, I would definitely watch y'all.
Yeah, you wouldn't have any time to do anything else if you watch that show, Donnie. It's a lot. It's a commitment.
Y'all lots of fun.
Yeah. All right, Donnie, thank you so much. You can follow Donnie on Twitter, at Donnie Thompson BB?
That's right, yes.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. You know the drill, bro.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, there's a lady named Debbie Sapp that is sending me Rob has a podcast shirt, the Bell shirt.
Yes, good.
And I appreciate that.
Good,
I'll wear it all the time.
Well, Donnie, I'm very excited. All the publicity you've done for Harvard over the years, you could be doing for us next.
That's right.
Don't wear it in the Big Brother house. People think, oh, he's a podcaster. He has a podcast. Sure, look at him. He must have invented podcasting. We got to get rid of him. All right, Taryn, great stuff. Always fun to catch up and hear what's going on the feeds. Of course, what's coming up on American Ninja Warrior?
Well, the finale is tomorrow night.
Oh my
God.
That's
really exciting. We're going to be seeing if anyone's going to complete the entire course. You never know. You never know. Probably not, but, you know, could happen.
Donnie, you watch that show, American Ninja Warrior?
I do watch it some. Like on Mondays, I'll watch the first hour before I flip over and watch The Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, my God. Donnie. Who knew? Who knew? All right. Well, good stuff. Look for that on the Reality TV Wrap Ups podcast. So we got a lot more coming up here on the podcast this week. Later on this week, we're going to check in with our good buddy Corinne Kaplan is going to come through, talk about her thoughts on the new season of Survivor, the Millennials and the Gen Xers. So make sure you don't miss anything when you subscribe to the podcast. Go to robsthewebsite.com/iTunes. Have a good night, everybody. Take care. Bye.